Cross country.
Morning.
I can put.
Good evening, everyone.
Welcome to the
Nasha Airport Authority meeting of April 17th, 2024. Susan, maybe you call the roll?
Sure. Vice Chairman Law?
Here.
Treasurer Heath?
Yes.
Director Duquette?
Here.
Secretary Holland?
Here.
Chairman Woods is absent this evening.
As is manager Chris.
That should be a quick
meeting. Work committee. Do we have any public input as it pertains to tonight's agenda? Perfect. Can I entertain a motion to approve the public minutes of March 20th, 2024?
I'll second it.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Excellent. Motion carries. Treasurer Heath.
Yes.
Any comments on the financials?
The only couple of nuances is that the balance sheet reflects the prior year audit adjustment. We're going to review those next week to double check them. But as far as that only affects last year, that is 2023. It's balance sheet only. And it's mostly related to the project activity. So as far as operations are concerned, if you go to the statements on page 19, comparison to budget, normally we have a pretty good chunk of deficit in the land lease income on the revenue side, but it's because of the rent for this building no longer being received. That's partially offset by the retroactive adjustment for the CPIW with a lot of the land leases on the airport. And as we don't get the CPIW numbers until late January or February, so the adjustment for both January, February, and March is made in the month of March, which is the adjustment piece. So that's going to offset, so that ended up offsetting some of the rent in this building not coming in. So that was, and of course we didn't have any more storms. I think we had one. No, actually we had two storms after that month. But year to date, the storm income is lower because we had about half the storms that we budgeted. But on the flip side, we also didn't spend that much money on diesel and overtime and all that stuff. So. A little bit of a plus and a minus there. And then we had some fuel car maintenance going on that we ended up paying for in the month of March. And that continues to year to date. We're managing budget for $5,000. And then, like I mentioned, we didn't spend much money on diesel, so that number was positive. So overall, We're still running income year to date actuals, and which is a little bit better than budget. And the $21,000, if you remember, is because we got an unbudgeted amount, $50,000+ from the airport grant and the old coronavirus days. So we also got our annual administration fees this month. And we budgeted $30,000, we got $32,700. That should represent about 25% of the net fees that the Concord gets for the aircraft administration goes to the airport itself. So that's it for that, but nothing balance sheet remains strong. The liquidity is good. Our idle cash reinvested in more currency. So that's all I got.
Any questions for Treasurer Heath? Someone entertain a motion to accept the Treasurer's report?
Support motion to accept the April Treasurer's report. Any money?
All in favor?
Aye.
Excellent. Motion passes. We're going to have to get you a t-shirt that says the motion man.
Motion detector.
Okay, we have one communication to report, which was a letter from 85 Perimeter Road, LLC, which we will take up in new business. The tower report. It's kind of fascinating. Actually, I was looking at this before. March dropped like a stone compared to February, and compared to the prior year. But we still, I believe, are up 1% year to date. There's no airport manager report, as the airport manager decided to do something more fun. Can't blame him. Engineers report.
All right, well, good evening. Matt Cameron with Field Associates for the record. First things first, just wanted to let everybody know that Nick Esposito is no longer with Field Associates, sadly. I know. He's moved on to some commercial service work internationally, so we're sad to see him go, but happy for him at the same time. Something that I know he's been wanting to do for quite a bit. But he's still around, so anything that we need, we can start to tap into him as a resource. I've been working at NASA Airport since 2012, so I assure you you're still in good hands. Danny Carrion, who's with me this evening, also from Yale, has been working here at NASA Airport since, 2010, maybe? He's also an Astro resident, so knows this airport better than anybody, I think, out in the field. So if you have any questions or concerns, or if that strikes you the wrong way, certainly feel free to reach out to me and let me know. Or if you think something is slipping, I'm the guy that you want to reach out to and make sure that I'm addressing it. So
thank you, Matt.
You got it. And with that, there's a few projects that we are administering on behalf of the authority. The first one is the rehabilitation of taxiway L front associated taxiways. Last month, when we discussed this project, we had mentioned that there was a change order that was required to remove the direct ferry of some of the cabling for the lighting into the conduit. That was sent off to NHDOT today. We've gotten approval from them to process that with them. Now it's just a matter of getting NHDOT's signature. Once that happens, we'll be looking to set up a pre-construction meeting like the first couple weeks in May. Once that happens, we'll have a better handle on when construction is anticipated. We'll report that back to the commission, though. But that project's moving forward in some really good shape, so I'm happy to report that this season.
So, when do we expect to have shovels to the ground?
That we don't know. Like I said, the pre-construction meeting likely the first couple weeks in May. Once we have that, I think by next month I'll have a better answer for you on exactly when the schedule is going to roll out.
But that is going to. We're not going to have to shut anything down at this point.
Nope. That's being phased. Everything's been staying for manual and throughout construction. Any questions on, any other questions on that project?
Very good.
Well, you know, yep. Then the rehabilitation of golf ramp and foxtrot ramp. We are, nothing to report this month other than we are in the process of closing that project out. There was a supplemental agreement and a change order. Those have been circulated. We got the supplemental agreement back. We're just waiting on the change order. Then we'll button up that closeout documentation and remove that from the updates moving forward. Any questions on that one? Seeing none, the relocate AWOS and the SAWS. So FAA had provided comments to us back on April 11th that they had no further comments on the 90% design plan. We're in the process of just buttoning those up, getting those up to 100%. We anticipate a May 3rd bid date with bids due May 24th. That project is moving along quite nicely, and looking forward to getting that bid relocated and getting that project closed out.
Again, the construction is expected to happen this year, correct? It's going to coincide with, and not interfere with, the hangar development.
Yep, understood. So we need to get the bids back. Once we get the bids back, we'll have the cost for the construction.
Yeah.
We can then submit the grant application. That's where, as you know, sometimes can take a little bit longer than we hope for. But that's hopefully something that will get funded in short order. That is a DIL project, that bipartisan infrastructure law funding.
Yeah.
So those monies have already been allocated to the airport, so I'm hoping that we can submit the grant application. Those will get turned around pretty quickly. And then, yeah, as soon as we can put a schedule together and report that back to the authority, we'll do that for construction.
Okay. I just want to make sure we coordinate that with stuff going on with the commercial development.
Yep, completely understood on that. Any other questions on that? Okay, the fourth one, which is the land acquisition project, we submitted that grant application back on January 11th. That has not been funded yet. Once it is funded, we will provide a reimbursement request to the agency and get the authority reimbursed on that project. As a reminder, you funded that money, a little over a year ago for that project. So we're looking to get you reimbursed on that.
And that, so what's the holdup there?
Just waiting on the FAA and the state to issue a grant award for that project.
And that was given to them back in June?
That is correct.
Okay. And any reason for the delay to know about?
No good reason that I'm aware of at this point.
Okay.
The tower siting study. So there's a meeting on April 23rd that Chris has sent over to me. That is to discuss the duties and obligations of National Airport sponsor when transitioning from a sponsor-owned FAA-equipped FTE to a sponsor-owned and sponsor-equipped. Chris and I are both interested in that meeting because that's not how we recall this project being rolled out. I will say that we did attend an initial contact meeting with FAA. Chris jumped on that on Monday. That went really well. I think things looked positive for the airport. We have a follow-up to that meeting on the 22nd to discuss the proposed sites for the tower. And then, like I said, that meeting, that was kind of a surprise to me, scheduled for April 23rd. I'm not exactly sure what that's about. Chris has sent it to me. I was not a recipient for that meeting initially. But as soon as we get information on that, we'll report back to the authority, you know, next month, if not sooner, as to what all that stuff means and what they're looking for.
So there's a meeting on the 22nd.
There is. We met with one group. So the individual that sent Chris the email to the 23rd was not on the meeting that we had on Monday. And again, I apologize, I wasn't a recipient to these. I was kind of getting these forwarded to me. But yes, the meeting that we had on Monday, that was with one group of FAA folks, that went really well. The follow-up to that is on the 22nd to discuss there's like three proposed sites that were initially discussed with them. They're going to take a hard look at those. Once they do that, they'll give us the authorization to move forward with that environmental site assessment that needs to happen for each of those sites. And that's what the meeting on the 22nd is to discuss. Meeting on the 23rd, that's to discuss the equipment that gets put into the new air traffic control tower.
And then all of that is funded by?
That is being funded at 100% by the FAA.
That's also FAA.
That is correct, yep. Any questions on that? Okay. The sixth and final project, which is the runway center line crack sealing and RFA repairs. So despite three contractors taking up plans, we did not receive any bids for this project. There's a couple options for the authority to consider. The first one, which I think would be our recommendation, would be to rebid the project and allow for us to do more extensive outreach particularly to the three plan holders that took plans up for this project, and a couple others to see, number one, why they didn't decide not to bid on it, and see if we can get them to bid on it and maybe answer some questions that they may have not had answered for them prior to bidding on it, and see if there's any other firms that we can get to actually bid on that project. I don't know, I guess our initial thinking is to do the crack fill. There are companies that do that don't necessarily do the site work for the runway safety area. It's such a smaller site work, it's a small little area, as you all know, off the end of the runway, that perhaps it wasn't a large enough job for someone to tag team and try and throw in a bid on that. So that's what we're thinking, but not positive on that. The other option would be to bid them at two separate projects and see if you can get firms to just bid on one where they specialize in the track fill and one that specializes in the site design. So those are the two that we thought of. So the authority coming in tonight. Again, my recommendation would probably be to rebid that. And then let us do some, like I said, extensive outreach to some additional contractors.
So there's a note here, too, that says rebidding is not AMC eligible.
That is correct. So we did these things through Project Doc. They're about $1,000 to $1,500 to get to do that, to actually do the bidding of it. Unfortunately, rebidding is not AIT eligible expense.
Even if we decide to split it into two pieces?
That is correct.
So basically, any rebidding, that part of it,
$1,500 to $1,000. Yep. That is correct.
If we split it into two
seconds, same thing. For the bidding. If you were to, that's a good question that I don't know the answer off the top of my head. I see where you're going with it, because now you're saying, well, we're splitting them. This one wasn't originally bid, and this one was, I don't know. Let me get back to you on that. The splitting would make a difference.
Probably because you just left it off the cost of where the total project is, whatever the project is, like $200,000, they do a percentage off of that.
But as far as eligibility for splitting them, whether it be reimbursed by the state and pay, I'll check in on that.
So you get one shot, then everybody knows it, that's it?
Correct.
That makes sense. You're saying the project's still viable, it's just that they're...
It's still a viable project.
They're not going to pay that extra rebidding cost.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Well, let's just use $1,500 for sake of the argument. They're not going to pay $3,000 total for the bidding. They're going to pay the $1,500 that they paid the first time. Still a viable project, still needs to be completed.
Is there any opportunity to talk to those bidders?
There is.
Say, hey, I know you know bid, but let's, before we go rebid.
Yeah, and that's why that option one is my recommendation. I think if we can take a second bite of the apple, we can go back and be like, what was the holdup or what prevented you from actually approaching a bid, you know, and see if we can work around that and get them to bid on the project.
So you guys understand the timing issues more than I do.
I was just going to say, we're talking about weather and all these other
stuff. That's not going to happen until we make
that. Yeah. Well, the crack sealing, regardless of whether or not we received the bid, we were going to push off until probably end of March, April of next year. Because
right.
You want to do that when the cracks are at their widest. So it makes no difference timing-wise. It wasn't like we were looking to do this next month, now there's an opportunity to miss. Same thing with the runway safety area improvements, obviously a necessity, but it's not withholding operations or impediments to the airport. That is correct.
It's not filling a cavity.
Yep.
You know, it's just going to get bigger.
But we haven't really, the window closed for that.
No, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, and if we could rebid this thing, and you could be looking at doing the same time between now and
right. In
the fall time.
You know? That's what I'm thinking. That's why I'm kind of thinking that the two separate things are at least stated, where you get the, you know, the repair piece, the safety area piece done. You know, I got, you know, some XYZ paving company coming. I mean, they have to be like FAA approved and all that stuff, so you just have to have a QC with no.
Yeah, I mean, as far as that stuff goes, yeah, they don't need to be like FAA approved, they need to be, you know, qualified. And we did these things, we need to be qualified bidders that we submit, and there's different checks and balances that we work out to make sure they're back.
So if somebody is, you know, it's a smaller company, BLD, or there's some offshoot of Hudson paving or whatever,
yep. Right?
If they're out doing driveways, can they also do this?
We can ask them. That'd be part of our outreach, some of these other firms, yeah.
So that was like, that's just kind of a big driveway.
No, definitely.
Sounds like you think a little bit of outreach is going to provide some information that will be helpful.
You wouldn't be the first airport that never received a bid on a project like this, particularly like on a smaller project. It happened.
Was it crickets or was it a formal no bid?
It was a no bid. It was a formal no bid, but there was three, you know, they pulled the plans and recommended, and three firms that bid. So the question is, what's here?
They probably have too much money.
Well, which is interesting that the economy just, I'm hearing some of the offices, not on the paving side, but other types of,
I was just going to make the comment that maybe it's a small job and it's not till next year. Maybe it's just too far and too much uncertainty.
Good day.
It's two pieces, the crack sealing piece is the weather piece. And that's important to be done at a certain time of year. The paving piece can be done anytime. It will require two disruptions in the runway at two different times, just not to talk. Yeah, the whole thing with the disruption of the runway was that while doing the crack seal, you can do the paving too. And that was one disruption in the runway.
Right. But the three-day thing for that whole RSA work, three days of closure.
Right.
Like two full days and then halfway at 5 o'clock on the third day to reopen it.
Mm-hmm.
So two different phases.
Right.
But the collapsing will require function?
Yes.
Just during the day, and then it'll open up at night at 5 o'clock. Looks like 7 to 5 closures.
I'm also wondering if maybe there was like a little bit of a remobilization headache of some, you know, maybe you go out and do the RSA work this year, but you have to wait until next year and then you're crashing. It might have been something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Okay.
But we'll, assuming that the direction and all.
As long as nobody's, you know, nose hears, you know, getting lost inside the crack in the middle of the runway, I think we're okay for now. Or jailed for that matter.
Mm-hmm. Our direction's going to just go get more information.
Yeah, well, Matt, you're gonna follow up with those three letters.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Figure out whether we should do this, whether we should split it or not.
Sure. We'll do that.
I'll look at something back next meeting.
Okay, for sure.
Any other questions for the engineers?
Thank you, gentlemen.
Good.
Don't have any committees at this point. No, is anyone here that I'm not aware of here from either Infinity or NI to speak on global projects?
Does anybody know, Susan? I don't know, I'm going to put Susan here. What did the city move along on this thing last month? You guys are working with the city.
Gary, you left it.
That's all. That's moving along. Gary was actually
out
there
today.
Yeah.
They're out there today.
They were surveying exactly off of per time, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we've got two commercial enterprises ready to go on this thing. And what I worry about every day is we've got two bureaucrats who are doing everything in the world to hold them up. We've got the city of Nashua just doing their thing with the planning and the lot line. And then you've got, you know, DOT doing whatever they do to hold things up. And I want to make sure that those two entities, the city and DOT, are moving in parallel so that this thing does not get held up for some. Because a lot of that has to do with this building getting leased.
Right.
And every month that goes by,
Survey was out there, Dana was out there. Mm-hmm.
I'd like to have a firmer timeline by the next meeting.
Sure.
Like, when will the plans be ready? When will we have to be? I know water and sewer thing, which was, you know, kind of a hold up. I'll get that stuff resolved. That was one of the first steps to get plans in order. I just want to make sure that
this group here is. And you guys working on both projects, either for one engineer on both?
We are.
Yeah.
So that's
yeah.
Yeah.
Greg Gleason did stop by the office today and did say he didn't have any updates.
Okay.
But he was going to be here if anyone had any questions. So he must have been running late or whatever.
Okay.
So new business. So we have correspondence from 85 Firmer LLC, Mike Green. It probably makes sense to read it, and then you guys speak to it.
I can present it if you'd like.
Sure, go ahead. I'm fishing through here. I've read it.
Thank you, Vice Chair and members of the authority. My name is Mike Green. I am owner of 85 Perimeter and principal member of 85 Perimeter LLC. As you know, I purchased a building from Southern New Hampshire University. They have some convoluted cockamamie lease that has 9 5-year terms or something like that. I like to fly. I don't like to think about 5-year terms every 5 years. So I'm just looking to try to put a more conventional lease in place, which is, I think, a usual, 40-year, 20-year option lease.
Yeah, but I understand the school leases were definitely oddballs, because they were there for a reason. It was basically phasing in the program to make sure that they had you know, a bailout clause if things didn't, you know, suddenly didn't work anymore. But conventionally, and just about every lease on this airport is done in a 2020. So we've got no problem whatsoever doing the 2020. And I think we've amended the motion.
And I think there's a 731 rule or something that would,
yeah,
that it would be kind of effective.
Exactly.
And the motion cover that. We'd have
to have that kind of. Mike, you know, we love having you here.
Yeah. And I'm sorry it's been taking a whole year for me to
get one of these things. We have plenty of time. This is anything, you know, inside of 2 weeks is great. So the 2020 should work. It's the same lease, a 20-year term, and then a renewal of 20, you know, subject to any kind of negotiation and changes. We started, you know, suddenly having to do different things. So, and it stays under that 50-year process that there's an FAA thought out there that says if you go beyond the 50, you end up almost like an instance of ownership. They call it disposal.
Yeah.
So if I can dispose of the property, we don't really own it anymore. So that's kind of so you've got to stay within those parameters. And it gives the various tenants, yourself included, you know, if anybody, you know, wants to buy something or sell it or whatever, you know, any of the, you know, most banking relationships are either 15-year or 20-year from a commercial perspective. So that still gives, you know, plenty of time for any kind of financing tool to be deployed.
Yeah. And full disclosure, right? The building is on the market,
sure,
for a high price, just,
yeah,
to see what might be out there.
Yeah.
I bought it with certain things in mind. I enjoy rehabbing things and,
sure,
have done that.
Great job on it, for sure.
I appreciate that. And if it sells, I, you know, obviously want to try to find a good buyer that is, you know, beneficial for the airport.
Sure.
But if it doesn't, I'll end up, you know, leasing space out,
yeah,
of it and using it and making use of it rather than what was going on,
right,
before.
Well, there is definitely demand out there for leasing, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So.
So Joe, do you have a motion that addresses the effectiveness of this as well? And, I can't remember from when I looked at it back.
Yeah, so it's correct. So
yes. Hey. I can tell you what I had for lunch when I was 24, but I can't tell you what I had for lunch today.
Yeah. All right, so let's try this. So I'm going to put forth a motion to approve a lease term amendment request for lot 14-51 85 Perimeter Road from 85 Perimeter LLC for a term of 20 years, beginning on August 1st, 2024, and terminating on July 31st, 2044, upon the same terms and conditions of the lease that's now in effect. Also, part of this to grant an additional 20-year term lease extension commencing on August 1st, 2044, and terminating on July 31st, 2064, which will be subject to renegotiation of the terms and conditions of the lease. Does that make sense?
Okay. Do we have a motion? Someone?
I think that is a motion.
Right? Someone second that?
So I'll second that.
Any discussion?
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion unanimously passes.
So my timing wise, is it the same together either?
Yeah, I already have it done. I just have to change a couple of things.
No, I'll stay in the Senate.
And he's going to stay in the Senate, and I can notarize it.
Yes, I notarize it, too, so
you'll
probably have to see that
tonight. Oh, I've got to send it over to be recorded.
Right. But
yeah.
That's when we get the signatures.
Yes.
Executed.
Yes.
Okay. Mike has to sign it?
No.
No, it's just us. We're just granting that. Mm-hmm. Good luck on the real estate market. Okay, excellent. So it looks like we have upcoming events, the History Aviation Museum Barbecue Fly-In on the 15th of June, Wheels and Wings on the 21st. At this point, I'll open up the meeting to public input.
I'll just Mike? Follow on those upcoming events. Mike Green, 85 Perimeter LLC. Friday, May 10th, we're going to have at 85 Perimeter I'm going to call it Pilot's Pizza at ATC. My brain is crazy right now. So Kevin works out of the Manchester, Boston. I don't know if anybody knows Kevin's last name.
Kevin
Plant, yeah. I knew it was P. I was thinking Kevin Parrish. I've been watching a lot of Celtics lately. So Kevin Plant is going to kind of host a thing. So probably 4 o'clock, it'll be a little bit of an open house for 85 Perimeter. We'll have some pizza. 6 o'clock will be Kevin's presentation. It's going to be, he wants to do kind of sign up, so there'll be more information coming. Kevin and I just talked about this and kind of firmed it up last weekend. So. Friday, May 10th, 4 p.m.
Right.
Friday, May 10th, 4 p.m.
What's the topic?
Kevin Plant is going to do an ACC presentation. He's done it in the past. I am unsure of.
It'll be riveting.
Yes. Exactly. Right. A riveting ACC pilot.
Kevin's involved in a lot of the administration of all the VOR and the navigational stuff that goes on. And so I'm sure they'll be part of that. It's going to be, the phasing out of VORs and the whole airspace stuff. That's my guess.
There'll be video, that's what I know.
Okay. Okay, so I'm going to put some
Kevin
on. I've been flying with Kevin. I've been going tonight on the plane together.
Excellent. Anyone else? Doing meetings like this, like you got to keep Farrell out. Director's comments. Great to see you.
Yeah, great to be here in person. It's always nice to be home to NASA Airport. This is a great airport. Thanks to everybody in the room that are helping make it work, and the board, and Chris, who has been here. We will say nice things about him while he's gone. But great to see you all.
Excellent. Joe.
Happy spring, everybody. You can finally hear the promise.
Thank you all for being here, Matt and Dave. Thanks for picking up the baton and carrying it forward. Mike, thanks for investing in our airport as well. I'm happy to see you. So anyway, and of course, Roger, when I asked about Greg, and Greg's used to be being on
the Greg world.
I run a show.
You were just ready to have a motion to adjourn.
That's perfect. See, I would be a perfect time.
I was assisting a transient customer who was stuck here, so did my.
Your worst place to get stuck.
Oh, he's still stuck here.
We
should have brought him to the meeting.
Really, well, we know Greg Fleece is going to have breakfast tomorrow, right?
So thank you all for going easy on me tonight. I appreciate it. You know, it is, you do make a good comment, though, that we have great things going on here at the airport, as evident again by Greg that just walked in. So I will turn it over to you, see if there's any public comment you want to make about what's happening, or you're just here to answer questions.
No, I am just here to participate. I don't have a whole lot.
Excellent. Motion to adjourn?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Sweet.
Congratulations. Well,